This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Now, it is indeed a very happy new year, and with the new year sees lots of people setting new goals. Now, we spoke about some of our goals yesterday, Dean. Getting on top of health was an important one for you, as well as the never-ending chaos of cleaning your apartment. For me, it was about recording 2 podcasts this year. But what if we feel like we're not making progress? Do we just give up altogether?
This morning, we're checking in with our resident clinical psychotherapist, Ando, to chat about some of the psychology behind why it's so hard to nail those New Year's goals. Morning, Ando, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, folks. Lovely to be here, and I hope you're both well.
Now, firstly, before we jump into the, you know, potentially failing, is there a difference between a New Year's resolution and your just average everyday goal?
You know, potato, potato, mate. I think they're very similar, or they can be the same, interchangeable. You know, a resolution kind of has this weight to it of, you know, I'm going to change the whole very being of who I am, resolve. As a goal, well, it might be I'm going to run an extra mile. But, you know, I interchange.
Oh, I never thought about resolution being resolve.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yes. Yep. The word is there in itself.
You know,
Thank you.
With the time of the year, you know, it's the end of the year, you're starting a new one. Everyone takes that opportunity to kind of close one book, start another, which is where all of these kind of New Year's resolutions, I'm setting new goals, I'm going to do something new, comes from. But like so many of us, we set a high target when we think we can, and 2 days later, it's already out the window. So, Ando, why do you think so many of these goals or New Year's resolutions fail for people in different ways or shapes or forms?
How long have we got? Have we got like 2 hours? Because seriously, this topic is ginormous. And before coming in, I was thinking about it going, which bit, like let's pick a bit, because there's so many about, you know, how structured were you in setting the goals and what's your motivation? So motivation is kind of where I landed, because I think that's from a psychology perspective, really interesting. The most common thing that comes up in the work that I do with people that either fail to achieve their goals or resolutions is getting into the motivation and understanding there's 2 options really when it comes to being motivated. Are you moving away from something you don't want, or are you moving towards something you want? Let me use diet as an example. Mm-hmm. Am I moving away from fatness, or am I moving towards fitness? Very different things. And so what happens, right, most of our goals, and I'm generalizing, a lot of our goals are founded in move away from strategies. Yeah. In other words, things we don't want.
Yeah.
That's really powerful until a point. And that point is kind of numbness, neutralness. In other words, I've lost 2 kilos and I'm in a pair of jeans that I couldn't wear before. And I'm like, woohoo. Next thing you know, I'm back and I'm putting the weight on. Now, to give you an insight into the towards and away strategies, think back in time to those half-hour-long infomercials in the middle of the night when you might have come home from a disco and you might have accidentally bought a Thighmaster 5000.
Accidentally? How dare you? I have 5.
You too. Right. And if you think about the language used in those infomercials, sick of being overweight, sick of being tired, sick of never having friends, it's all about away from strategies.
Yeah.
Then halfway through the infomercial, it switches into you can be, you can have, you will be, which is the you will be fitter than ever. You will have more friends than ever. Isn't it clever?
Yeah.
That's really smart, and I've never thought about it before, but that is exactly right? What happens.
What happens? So to answer your question, long answer, why do lots of people fail? They stay in an away from strategy and never move into a towards strategy. So in other words, I've lost a couple of kilos, I'm feeling okay, as opposed to what was my target weight? What was I going to do to maintain it? What was, you know, I want to run the tan in 2.3 minutes is very different to saying I want to stop being fat.
So it's not just about the resolution, it's also about the reassessment.
Yes. So you can still you can basically reassess or check your resolutions now.
And I reckon, I reckon it's a good way to do it anyway, because when we make half of these things, it's the end of the year or you're on a holiday period. So you're in a break mode and you come back and here we are, first week back for a lot of different people in their workspaces, and every gear has changed, which is why it's easy to throw it out the window. But instead, think about what's achievable.
If Dean, can I use you as an example on your apartment?
Please.
Is it, you know, if I was assessing that goal, is it because I want space that people come and feel comfortable, and I want to be able to have different zones in my home that, you know, makes me feel zen or whatever, you know, versus I'm sick of seeing the crap everywhere.
I mean, it's both. And this is the good thing about it. Like, I've knocked it on its head in a really big way at the start of this year, and I use that time to be able to do as much as I can. And this week has been all about maintaining, because as I've been saying on air, I've had like the craziest sleep cycle of too much sleep and then no sleep at all. So what I've wanted to do is make sure when I'm stepping into it, the little things are where they put away, the dishes haven't piled up. It's the maintaining for this week instead of the big things.
Yeah. Okay. So it's changed tactics or targets. It's no longer a big clean. It's a maintenance.
Yeah. And I mean, look, we're stepping into the Pride season, so it'll gear back up after Pride season, but it's all about, maintenance now until we hit the end of February.
Fair enough.
Andrew, how do we get ourselves in that right mindset to be able to have goals that we can achieve?
First question is, whose goal is it? In other words, is it somebody around you? Where's the pressure to the motivation? If we go backwards a little bit more, because sometimes it's not our own goal. I'd check that. The other thing is, if it is your goal, you know, how important is, why? For what purpose are you chasing this?
You're blowing our minds at the moment. I'm going to be really honest. Like, I know you said this was a big topic, but you're throwing things out there that are making us think about this in such a bigger and different way. It's great.
Sorry.
No, it's really, really good.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, one of the biggest things I find is it's often not our own motivation or desire. So, pretty much destined to fail.
Oh, I don't want to fail. Okay.
Well, all right. And I think the other thing that I want to throw out there, putting on my psychotherapist, I have no training or anything hat, is the word fail is also part of the mistake that everyone has when it comes to this, because fail means you didn't achieve it. Any movement of the dial is a good one. Giving something a try, two steps forward, two steps back, doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. The important thing is to give it a go to the best of your ability, because every step is one you learn from.
So on that one, Dean, just one last thought I have, which is a big one. Think about a toddler that takes its first two steps. What does the adults in the room do when the child falls over after taking two steps?
Oh, immediately screams, grabs them, picks them up.
Encourages the failure and says, fail again, basically. Get up, come on, two more steps. Now, as adults, we don't do that. We actually beat ourselves up and go, oh, you idiot, you failed, you stuffed.
Because we're scared because the fall seems so much further to the ground.
And failing.
Have a giggle and get up again.
We become more conscious of failing as we get older, and when everyone does it all the time. You know, we do it every single day. You get out of bed a little bit later. Everything can be a fail if you try hard enough, and fail is not a dirty word.
Now, this is going to be a really simple yes or no question as the last one. Is booking a session with a therapist a good thing to do if you're trying to set goals?
Yes.
Great. Awesome.
I agree. I think it's a good thing to do at any time, you know, however you need it and in what shape it may be. Like, create the space for yourself, and that's a good way to do it and a good way to start a conversation with yourself.
I'm going to take some of my goals through to my therapist. Hey, if you want to get in touch with Ando, you can head to jeffersonplace.com.au. Ando, thank you for being our resident psychotherapist. We feel clearer, yet also very confused about how little we knew about goals.
Thanks, folks.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.